out on the prairie, howling alone, my heart still beating, picking up the pace. Haven't got a dollar to fix my healing, had no sleep, I need a good meal. I'm a lone star in the state of Texas.
Time to me, Jasmine. Hold that you're tiptoeing. Hold that you'll be creeping up.
Everybody, this is Davis A-List. We're on the air for the first time in a while, and we're joined by three special guests. We'll get back to that in a second. Right now, we're going to get set up here and start you off with some K-Tronada, one of my favorite bands of the summer. Please enjoy. Let's see if that works. All right, just hooking it up here.
If I survive, maybe you're the one. You're not as stressed as me. You don't have as much shit going on as me. You're not as busy as me. Like, you don't understand how I feel just because you have been stressed, just because you've been tired from work before. And because there was that rift, I could never really talk about it. Like, if I talked about it, it was... Because the reality is, you taking the L every time in so many different things in this relationship. Like, we can't really plan for shit all the time.
What I will, what I won't, why I can't. What I will, what I won't, why I can't. What I will, what I won't, why I can't. How you feel? Who is you? Nah, why so? You don't know shit about me.
Yeah, black man, and that's everything in D notes. She want a nigga that can sing, but she only ever want to hit a C note. Yeah, says she know that shouldn't be a thing, just a dream. I ain't never been a cheat code. Yeah, feeling on her body when we dance, I'm assuming a whole wardrobe probably bespoke. Yeah, cause it fits so tight. That silhouette under disco lights. Call you bae, and I don't mean the San Francisco type. Lip gloss, Crisco, pop in the light. And you smile, and I swear that it gets so bright, right? John Smokes couldn't throw shade at your girl in the black skirt, pin so tight, right? Gotta have a little cocaine to you, girl, you addicted. Nurse Joy, can you fill my prescription? Should I take drugs without your permission? If you sin, and I can't be a Christian. Listen to me tripping, I'm tripping.
Nothing is nothing, why you alone? Something is something, why you staying home all night? Hunting for hands and pick up your phone. Popping with jump and follow me home tonight. When you know that breathing
got to hesitate. Under the stars, we could vibe, we could meditate. Bring in water, marijuana, we can medicate. So don't you hesitate. Why don't you vibe with me? Got a boat for this water, take a ride with me. I've been waiting, I've been patient, I can slide on you. Slide and you, girl, I'm what you want, I'ma ride for you. Ride what you want, I'ma ride, just vibe with me. Got a boat for this water, take a ride with me. I've been waiting, I've been patient, I can slide on you. Slide and you, girl, I'm what you want, I'ma ride for you. Ride what you want, I'ma ride, just slide with me.
Are you down with me now? Are you down with me for sure? Are you down with me for sure, my love? I want you, let me know.
Nothing is nothing, why you act alone? Something is something, why you staying home all night? Hunting for hands to pick up your phone. Pop it, we'll jump and follow me home tonight.
Breathing, peace, peace, peace.
get you. Right. I understand, but it's like, I need it.
Yeah.
Especially and if every time I want to, you try and like make me feel guilty, like I'm like,
damn.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
no, that'll fuck you up.
All right, thanks for joining us tonight. That was Communicate by Mick Jenkins, and before that, it was You're the One by Kay Trinata. I told you I had three special guests in the studio. We're joined today. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, so we're the resident Irish DJs here on...
The resident cheap Irish labor.
Yeah, we're important for the summer.
So my name is DJ Turtaloo.
I'm the Goob.
I'm gonna come back to you on that one.
John, the early finisher.
Yeah, John, the early finisher.
Shout out to Veronica.
Oh man,
it's after 10.
10 o'clock. We're going in on this with all 11 listeners.
Also, shout out to Hayden Moore. He's listening.
Yes. Shout out to my mom if she's listening. The most loyal listener of this show. Often the only listener to this show, but. I'm DJ Dan, and I think we're going to start off with talking about some stories from our favorite train line in Boston and overseas in Ireland. I'm talking about the Orange Line. What are you guys talking about?
It's called the Lewis. It's far worse than any transport system over here. Full of heroin addicts.
Yeah.
We've had stories from the Orange Line, but I think the Lewis really...
Okay, we'll go for the Orange Line first.
Yeah.
Our friend here, John, has a story to tell about.
I had a real baptism of fire, I suppose, on the Orange Line here. And my initial adventure, there was a lovely young group of, I presume they were teenagers. So
probably 15, 16. 15, 16 definitely on drugs of some sort.
Yeah, they were definitely eccentric anyway. And they were giving some hassle to an old lady, and I happened to turn my head and look down at them. Probably for, 3 seconds, when they turned back at me and they say, "Hey, that mate with the glasses, he's staring at me." And came up and started to abuse me for looking at him. And some of the things I can't repeat, but...
White pasty kid with the glasses.
White pasty kid with the glasses.
For just looking at him.
Yeah, for just looking at him.
He sounds like he thought he owned the train.
Maybe he did. I doubt it.
Maybe he did.
Yeah, thank God. No, there was a lot of them as well. And we were quite a small group, so... I was pretty happy to get off that day.
Yeah.
Great introduction to America.
Yes, fantastic. It reminds me of our introduction to Glasgow.
Introduction to Glasgow. Yeah, okay. So we entered the British Open last year, all three of us. And golf competition, if you don't know that. So
I would have said tennis, but...
Oh, yeah, actually, that's the Open as well. So after the golf one day, we went into town after.
On the train, ironically.
On the train as well, the subway, which is far worse than here again. So we get off at the station there, and as soon as we leave the station, we see these two lads running down the street with baseball bats, chasing each other over some, I don't even know what it was about, like, come out of the house, and two Middle Eastern guys, one with a baseball bat, run down the street, the catches him, starts nearly killing him on the ground.
Jeez.
The first thing we've seen in Glasgow, apart from the golf.
Yeah.
And then we see the guards pull up, or the police.
Oh, man.
And this all at 7 o'clock in the evening in Glasgow City. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Glasgow, like, known for being violent?
Yeah.
Well, every other city has good and bad areas. I think we just happen to
be in the bad area. Glasgow. You know.
But yeah, it was interesting. That one actually happened outside the train station.
Crime seems to follow you, John Early.
Oh, I'm a magnet.
Can we talk about how John is really corrupt?
I didn't know about this. By the way, I'm living with these goons, and I'm hoping to get some stories that I don't know about. So.
Oh.
Well, yeah, what's the corruption story?
By corrupt, he means that Julian was moving the... we were playing beer pong, and he happens to fiddle with the cups to make them harder to hit. When you're not looking, he moves them further away. That's corruption at higher levels.
Never even knew anyone noticed that.
Yeah, that's pretty sneaky, because like that's taking advantage of people. It's like stealing candy from a baby.
It's worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arguably. I mean, I was very upset when I noticed.
But going back to our topic, the Red Line and the Lewis.
Red Line and the Lewis.
All right, I have a story for
you.
Well, so my story is I've actually been flashed not once, not twice, but three separate times by homeless people on the Orange Line.
Oh, men or women?
by men.
That's an obvious one.
Yeah. All right. So the first time, hold on, I'm just queuing up the next song. So the first time, I was just sitting across. It was a really, really crowded day. I think there was a baseball game or something. So the trains were always packed. I know you guys know what's up. But there was this guy sitting across from me, and the car had like the same amount of men and women and everything. I was just sitting there minding my own business, and I'm just like looking around, and then I just happened to glance over at this guy, and his junk is just hanging out.
Oh my god!
Like his pants are. He's just like looking around, his pants are unzipped, and he's just hanging out and just like looking around, swiveling his head, like casually, like nodding to people as they acknowledge him. And then nobody notices at first, but then slowly people start clearing out like a wave, like he's parting the seas of these people. So they were getting off of their seats, like these elderly lady, these young women, like these men, everyone was like giving him the ultimate power of deciding where they sat. Like, he was looking around at everybody, and then they slowly were just like, oh my god, muttering under their breath, oh my god, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, clearing to the other end of the car. Now, I'm directly across from this guy, probably like 3 or 4 feet away from him. I decided, you know what? That's what he wants. He's all about the power. This is how he gets his thrills. You know, got sick guys like this, all they want is a time of their day when they're just like, you know what? I want to have some control over my life. And I wasn't going to give him that. So I saw him, you know, I just kept looking. He nodded at me. You know, I nodded back at him. What of it? Go about my day. Everyone was left. It was just me and this guy sitting alone in this like car with everyone else spread to the outside. Everyone was staring at me like there was something wrong with me, but I'm like, nah, I'm not going to give this guy the satisfaction. You know, I have control over myself. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, so what? Your drunk's hanging out. I've seen him before. I'll see him again.
Oh my god.
Wow. You don't faze me.
You don't frighten me. Yeah, but I had another similar story, but another story.
It's
actually from Dublin
Bus. John,
you're talking to the mic, man. It's actually from Dublin Bus, which is it's the equivalent of the Orange Line in certain areas. But this lady engine had a big pram on the bus. And in the pram was two babies. Obviously, they had twins. They're very close in age. But she was proceeding to have a conversation on her phone with somebody. I don't know who, but she was talking about, I presume, her partner or her boyfriend, and described how he had eaten all the chicken dippers the night before. Yeah, not just one, 4 days worth of chicken dippers, because he had consumed some weed or something, and he had got an awful case of the munch. So he proceeded to eat 4 days worth of chicken dippers, which are chicken nuggets or a form of chicken nuggets. So then proceeded how to say how she's now put him out of the house. He can no longer live with them.
That seems fair.
That was reasonable. This was a standard story that you hear on Dublin Bus.
Yeah.
And can we go back to which is the biggest bus company in Ireland?
Oh, well.
Dan, if I asked you what was the main company at something, what stat would define it?
Majority of market share. So out of all buses,
annual ridership.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
In terms of that, that means Dublin Bus is the bigger company.
To fill everybody in, we had a bit of a debate. There is a national bus service called Bus Éireann that serves the whole of the country of Ireland. And Dublin Bus, who only serves Dublin City.
That's complete lies. It serves all of County Dublin.
Well, all of County Dublin, which is Dublin City and the catchment area outside it.
1.2 so million like people.
Yeah, just like London.
Like London's like only the city and then like a couple of blocks outside. You know?
Yeah.
Bus Éireann accommodates much more of the country.
Yeah, arguably it's the main operator.
But does it serve more people? No. Does it have more seats? No.
Well, I mean, it's a very subjective question. I would go with Bus Éireann because they're my main operator.
No, they're not. How often do you get Bus Éireann?
Regular.
But like, once every year?
Once every couple of weeks.
When? That's a complete lie.
All right, well, as cool as buses that control the market share are. Let's hear some more stories, either from the bus line or from
train line,
or just like any of Goob's shenanigans. I feel like you're always getting into something, dude.
Yeah, go on, Goob. Hit us with the story there.
Oh yeah, the story about you in Spain. Yeah, do it.
No, that's off limits, Goob's. Can't talk about that here.
Go on.
Well, the red line is fair, but you people, they, you know, like, I've seen people come onto the red line, you know, nobody buys tickets.
They walk off. Ticket man goes, "Where's your ticket?" And people just casually just walk on. Have a good day, sir. And, you know, don't pay for tickets. To
Red Line in Ireland.
Red Line Ireland in Dublin City Centre. Be careful.
And just to fit everybody in Ireland, we have an honesty policy with regard to tickets. You can. It's just a tram, and the driver is in the front. He doesn't come out, so nobody checks the tickets. Only periodically, a revenue inspector will get onto the tram, and if he happens to catch you without a ticket, you get an on the spot fine.
What about the Lewis drivers, their salary?
Topic for another day, I think. A bit earlier in the day.
Paid more than nurses.
Wow.
So a tram driver paid more than nurses.
Yeah.
You gotta go to tram driver.
35 grand a year, up to 50 in 5 years.
Takes 2 weeks to become a tram driver too, I hear.
Takes 2 weeks to do training.
I mean,
they were all in the wrong career, guys.
Paid more than guards as well.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for listening to our first round of nonsense. We'll get back to you in a sec. Up next is Thundercat, one of my favorite artists. Here we go.
back on air.
I always told my 4 and 5 year old kids from when they were born, I have kids that if a trillion lions were gonna get in a battle with the sun, then of course, like, the sun would win, no doubt. It's just one of the fundamentals of what I know to be true. You can't argue with that, you know. But I found a couple people who think differently, so I think we should get into it. You're basically challenging everything that I believe.
Well, taking it from the viewpoint that the sun might not be able to live as far as 1 trillion lines spread out over their lifetime. So if you say you spread the trillion lines into groups of 1,000 lines over a longer period, average lifetime of a line is 30 years. So 30 years, 1,000 lines, they will evolve over...
They'll breed generations.
Yeah, generations. The sun's going to live for another 7 billion years. So there's no question about the time. It's just if the lines can evolve to be an intelligent species that they'd be able to leave Earth and then outlive the sun in a different solar system rather than just attack it.
Let me just jump in on that there for a second. So I think my figures could be a little rough here. Every 250 million odd years or so, there is a mass extinction. That is a fact. So surely, if you're expecting a trillion lines to outlast 7 billion years, they are going to fall into a mass extinction category.
Yeah, can you even call what's at the end a lion? Like,
this is it, exactly.
Yeah. Like, what if they mutate beyond the point of recognition?
Well, that's the risk we're taking. That's
like, the sun's always going to be the sun. You can't argue with that.
Well, this will be a lion. So what, people in a million years? Are they not going to be people? Are they going to be something different?
Actually, interesting.
They'll be robots.
Yeah,
robots.
Cyborgs.
Yeah.
Exactly. The lions could be cyborgs then as well in the future. Cyborg.
Well, that's
lions.
A different question. Can cyborg lions outlast the sun? Yeah, I don't think anyone would argue with that.
Can we have cyborg lions then? And we're going to say that humans can't interfere with the lions. Okay. The lions are doing this by themselves.
They're on their own
here, like.
But like, you do know when the sun in a couple of few billion years time burns up all its hydrogen and starts to burn its heavier element, it's going to expand, you know, absorb the two closer planets and up on top of Earth. It's going to literally melt Earth.
Seven billion years away. That. Yeah, so basically, they have 7 billion years to leave the solar system.
But are you expecting the lines to, you know, survive this? And if they do leave the solar system?
No. They leave the solar system soon. Like, in like 1 billion years. So
even if we take your assumption and the lions do, you know, evolve to be kind of an intelligent species and build spaceships and get out of the solar system, they no longer, you know, I suppose, in battle arena with the sun. Is that still even a battle? You know, if a tree falls in a wood and there's no one around to hear it, does it make any noise?
Well, that's what we're saying. They're not going to defeat the sun in the solar system. So they need to leave it and just outlive it. But not unless
how
they
would
actually...
This ever happen,
so they have to do a Floyd Mayweather on it. They gotta run.
Exactly.
And surely, if they run far enough away, they're disqualified by simple, you know, refusing to fight tactics.
Well, no. Look at Tyron Woodley. Worst fight in UFC history. Still, he's a champ. Doesn't need to throw punches.
Through some punches, he stayed within the octagon, and that's the standard.
Well, if they just stay within the Milky Way, does that count?
Also, if you put a trillion lions, like, where would you? So the argument is that you can space them out, and you don't have to have them in the same space, right? But if you put them in the same space, I mean, they just die. Like,
you're talking about time and space, or the same physical space?
Time and space.
Okay, yeah. But my question is, how many lines are needed for evolution to happen? Do you need a million lines to live out before evolution takes its place and they get smarter? Or would 1,000 lines every generation do the job? 10,000 lines, like? Or maybe you'd need 1 billion lines to be born before they even start evolving. And there's 1 billion of the trillion gone, like.
Yeah.
And then you're going to keep burning them up really quickly and only small amounts of evolution.
Well, there's also the question that, like, as the sun No, this is, I was going to say, like, as the sun, if you shoot a trillion lions into the sun.
Into the sun.
Like, it takes energy to burn up each lion, so it would be losing that amount of energy every time. But I think the sun can burn up much more than a trillion lions.
I'm saying, who's going to shoot the lions? Who's going
to
shoot the lions at the sun? Are the lions going to shoot themselves at the sun?
Oh. Yeah, the lions aren't going to build a cannon and shoot themselves.
No, these lions are solely born to defeat the sun. But they're not smart enough to build cannons or anything yet.
Right.
So kamikaze lions.
Kamikaze lions. And even the mass of 1 trillion lions is nothing near to the size of that. The sun's diameter is 1.392 million kilometers.
Well, here's a different question. If the lions were smart enough, they were as smart as people, what's the best way to defeat the sun?
We'll say that hypothetically.
I think the best way, it's kind of like a cheap answer, but I think the best way is just to change the name of the sun, like in all the textbooks, to be Dudley, or like the Pop instead of the sun.
The sun's still there. Let's change where the lions are. Okay, we'll change the question then. Would 1 trillion people be able to destroy the sun? Definitely.
How?
Because we're gonna be able to leave the solar system.
Well, what about now?
Yeah, right, space now. Them out over time space. Oh, right now.
Right today.
No. Oh, I don't think so.
But arguably, even if the lions or the humans did leave our solar system, surely there's a lot of perilous dangers out there. You know, they could get hit by, you know, running to a neutron planet or, you know, a stray black hole and die that way and lose the battle that way.
I have it. So the lions, you just put 1 trillion lions on Earth. And maybe one of them gets cryogenically frozen. And then the lion just happens to be sent off into space in a capsule and then lands in another solar system. Lands on a planet, a habitable planet.
Mm-hmm. But then has to come back to life.
Has to come back to life, yes. If it finds intelligent life.
That's a big maybe.
Okay.
If there's intelligent life at the planet, they'll know what to do with a cryogenic lion.
Yeah.
Or they'll just, like, sequence its DNA and put it into a new embryo, like, that's at another animal. Like, take out the...
Does that mean the lion lives on?
Yeah, that means that a lion is born from another surrogate egg. Like, you have a zygote, take out the parent DNA, and then put in the lion DNA, and you'll make a lion.
But that's a different line.
But it's still a line.
But arguably, if another intelligent race comes to, you know, our solar system and decides, hey, okay, I want to back the sun, and, you know, starts pumping more hydrogen into the sun, it's going to burn for 7 billion more years.
Oh, yeah.
You're bringing the Fermi paradox into this now, as that we will never, ever be discovered by intelligent life. Because we would have already been discovered by intelligent life if they were going to find us.
But then, how is our cryogenic lion going to find?
Intelligent life.
How is it going to find intelligent life prior to succumbing to some radiation spike or black hole or some other, you know, unmapped danger outside our Milky Way or outside our solar system?
Here's a question. Because the sun and lions aren't very threatening as it is. Like, the sun isn't a threat to lions, and lions aren't a threat to the sun.
Symbiotic.
Yeah. So, like, what is a comparable animal on Earth to lions, and could the question be better for that? Like, lions or bears or something?
Lions versus bears?
Yeah.
A trillion lions versus 1 trillion bears.
Right.
Oh.
Like the movie 300.
I haven't seen it.
No. It's similar.
Is it a battlefield or is it the whole planet?
It's a planet. Because bears are
climate change. Lions live in hot climates, whereas bears can live in colder climates.
Right.
So it'll get too hot for the bears.
I think that's a very skeptical answer.
Will the lions and bears defeat each other before the climate changes to that point? Like, how long would it take?
So these lions and bears are just on a mission to kill each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they have to because they're competing for resources.
It's right? Not just like lions and bears right now. It's literally, they're born to kill each other.
So, well, I don't know. I feel like they need to because they can't both survive. Like, I feel like even if they weren't brought up now with the mission of surviving, they'd eventually realize that they need to kill each other because they're competing.
Okay. Surely the lion is more powerful species.
I don't know. Have you ever seen a grizzly bear?
Yeah, no, grizzly bears are mad.
I've seen some grizzly bears in Alaska. Those things are crazy.
What about if we just picked a neutral island in the entire world? Like, say if we picked the South Sandwich Islands and we just get all the people off it and you just throw a million bears and a million lions onto it. What is the last alive animal?
Yeah.
But to answer that question, we have to say which one of the species has the better tactical awareness. Are either of them familiar with the art of war?
I mean, they're both. Yeah, they're both familiar with killing things.
Yeah, but like, already got.
And how long would it take?
Lions hunt in packs. Bears do, but not as much.
So lions can use teamwork.
Yeah, but yeah. If the bears were to be tactically aware and decide to hunt in a pack of 1 million bears and single-handedly hunt down smaller tribes of lions, well then there'd be no challenge.
1 million. Who covers more ground? The bears or the lions? I'd say the bears. Bears can roam a lot.
Yeah, probably the bears.
Because bears can swim.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, if you're on an island.
Well, oh, here we go. That island gets a disease. Lions can't leave the island. Bears swim off the island.
That's a good point.
There we go.
But how far can they swim before
swim
they
pretty far. Polar bears can swim pretty far.
Plus, like, they can grab onto rafts. Like, that's how invasive species make their ways to, like, new islands. Like, they swim on, like... Like beavers, like, attach themselves to rafts, like wooden planks, and then float out there. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Although a bear wouldn't, I don't know if you can support a bear like that.
What is the closest island to the South Sandwich Islands?
I don't know.
But I mean,
I'm an engineer, not a geologist.
we could just put them on like an island, like Alcatraz. We put them on Alcatraz Island.
Oh.
So it's only like a short swim.
Oh yeah.
I think
yeah.
Lions might actually be able to swim that. If they had to.
Okay. Would they be able to deal with the currents? And the cold?
Well, there's a million
it's
of
freezing.
Them.
It is quite cold. We know polar bears can deal with cold. Can lions.
But these bears are just normal grizzly bears.
But yeah, they still have thick fur. Like, they can survive pretty much anything.
I think it depends where it's going to be. Because if it's in the Sahara, lions are going to win.
Yeah.
If it's in the woods, bears are going to win. If it's on an reclusive island... Bears gonna win. It's gonna be the bears.
Bears are a more intelligent species.
Are they?
I don't know.
Bears are intelligent at being bears. Lions are intelligent at being lions.
That's a fair point. What would the lion sign said if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree?
Yeah, that's what we kept telling John in college.
Yeah, that's what you tell your kid when they're flunking out all their classes. Einstein said. All right, well, we're coming back to you in a couple of minutes with a PSA from John. It's going to be good. Until then, I'm going to play some Irish music or Scottish music. I have a hard time figuring out which one is which, and hopefully I don't get made fun of too much for my choices. But all right.
as everybody knows, we take safety very, you know, important here. And we have a little announcement to you, and it's to do with something that's, I suppose, very close to a lot of people, and it's ladder safety. So there is something very dangerous in your home. It could be tidying in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma centre than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into trauma centres last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Fucking job, I got no hobbies, got the city fucking with me, cause I'm home, grown vibing, not more than my phone, no, leave me alone, me on my own, no, look, I cut a bitch up like an edit, my daddy a G, it's genetics, I heard your new shit is pathetic, your contrast should be shredded, to my dogs on a private jet from the public house, and I kept a G, yeah, 1,000, click stars, studded like the Paramount money, everything I do is righteous, betting on me is the right risk, even in a fucking crisis, I'm never on some switching side shit, I switch gears to the night shift, blacking out cause I'm enlightened. God talks to me in silence, but I hear him every time, man.
Thank you, God. God bless you. Thank
Last
you so
night
much.
Took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Whoa. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back.
You ain't getting checks.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town, LAX, every week I bounce back. If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Look. I woke up in beast mode, with my girl that's beauty in the beast store. Bench I fly, these niggas sleep though. Only thing that sold out is deceased though. Nigga, how dare you stand before me and I respect my authority. If you fuck with my glory, I'ma drop the L and get gory. I done did everything except worry, hella drama, my life story. Faith of a mustard seed, I kept growing. I knew that this life was meant for me. Niggas change up more than wishing wells. Karma come around, I wish them well. Living like I'm on a limitless pill, I kill the scene like I'm Denzel. Crazy like my jacket strapped up, nigga, I don't act.